215 Sugar Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. But please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So please come as you are right now and allow Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life. And we pray that you have given your life to Christ. And if so, like I said, give me a call so I can send you that material. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, 6:51 as the countdown rolls along, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown, and this Sunday, April 22nd, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We pray you've given your life to the Lord. That's what Sounds of Praise is all about, bringing individuals to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when you do that, when you allow Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life, you'll recognize that now you're in a position where you can say, it's all right, it's okay, everything is under His control. In position number 18 on the countdown, evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar, along with Anthony Hamilton, and it's all right, it's okay.
Just believe, have faith, and have faith in love. He is with me.
3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WFO in Medford, Massachusetts. The countdown is rolling right along. We just heard Tamela Mann in position number 22 with One Way. Dietrich Haddon along with Gerald and Tammy Haddon with I Feel Like in position number 21. Number 20, CeCe Winans with Marvelous. Number 19, Pastor Marvin Sapp and Kind God. And we stuck in there Pastor Donnie McClurkin along with Pastor Marvin Sapp and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. And we pray that you have come. And if so, please give me a call so I can send you that material, help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we conclude the set with evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar along with Anthony Hamilton. And it's all right. It's okay. Especially if you're giving your life to him. It's all right. It's okay. He's going to bring you out victoriously. He's never lost a battle. He's not going to start losing them now. 4 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I want to remind you again, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can get it into us by our phone, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that are received before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And as I said, we're rolling right along with the countdown, and I don't think we're going to conclude it today, but we have our little contest going on. If you, before next Sunday's program, can get the information out to me as who you think is going to be the number one song, if you're correct, we will send you a brand new 2018 gospel CD. And I can't tell you who it's going to be, but it doesn't matter. If you win a free CD, it's a free CD, right? And if you already have it, give it to somebody else. And, you know, here you go. We'll work our way around it one way or another. Okay, 5 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And in position number 17, James Fortune and Fire. And this is Expectation. You can always anticipate great things coming from the hand of Almighty God, because he has exactly what you need, and he provides it exactly when you need it as you look to him in faithful prayer. Okay, James Fortune and Fire. And this is Expectation.
Can we go to the islands on this one? Yeah! What do you expect?
I expect joy. I expect more. I am living in the overflow. I expect double. I expect more. I am living in the overflow.
Put your hands together, girl. Yeah. Your blessing is connected to you.
James Fortune and Fire in position number 17 in the countdown. And that was Expectation. Amen. That's how God wants you to live. And that's what my book is all about, my first book, which should be hopefully getting ready to be published sometime this year. And the title is The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation. God wants you to live anticipating that he's going to do good things for you. And I said that anticipation does not replace faith, but it's a nice cousin. And once you have faith in God for the future, you can anticipate. And as James Fortune and Fire just saying, you can have expectations of great things. Why? Because you place your faith in the hands of the great and almighty God. 12 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And we're moving along a lot faster than I thought we would be. I thought we'd have more songs for next Sunday. So I'm going to have to get out some more of the new music. But that's not a problem. We have plenty of new music that's come in. And so we'll be bringing you the top songs as we move into next Sunday's program. I don't know how many they're going to be. But like I said, I think we've moved further along than I anticipated. But that's okay. It's all right. It's okay. We just heard that a little while ago. Shirley Caesar here on Sounds of Praise along with Anthony Hamilton. It's all right. It's okay. 7:13. We're going to play one more song before we go into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. And the number to do that is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. But before we do that, let's go to Tasha Cobbs, Leonard, and along with Jimmy, J-I-M-I, Gravity. And the song is You Know My Name. That's an awesome thought. That the God of all creation knows your name. He says he knows us. He knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. Now that is awesome. And that tells you how much God anticipates doing great things in your life once you yield your life to his control. Okay, Tasha, come on, Jimmy. And this is You Know My Name. Position number 16 on the countdown. Sure Cobbs, Leonard, and Jimmy Cravity in position number 16 on the countdown. And you know my name. Praise God. 722 with the Sounds of Praise time. We're going into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. Leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Roberson, and Dave Hollister with Come On, Let's Pray. And then we're going to be that's going to be followed by Fred Hammond along with Jay Moss and Israel Houghton and Call on Him. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the Sounds of Praise Ministry.
right all around me, fighting both day and night, never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Hey, let go.
Okay, 7:37 here on Sounds of Praise. We're doing something technical here in the studio. Okay, this is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's been feeling better. We're praising God then because she's been feeling better. She's been going to church and God's been blessing. She has still has some pain in her neck. We're praying that God's going to minister there. And her eyesight, I believe, is improving. And she's looking to us to continue to pray that she'll be able to stop smoking. This is Michelle of Medford. She's cut back quite a bit, but she's looking for us to continue to pray that she might be able to stop smoking and God will deliver her from the pain in her neck. We're praying for Marcus Smart, a basketball player with the Boston Celtics. His mother is ill. We're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf, Marcus Smart's mother. We're praying for the Bush family. We know that they lost Barbara Bush, the wife of the first President Bush. And we're praying that God's going to minister in their lives during this time of loss. And we're praying for, we're praising God. Our computer system is not quite up 100%, but we are getting it there. Hopefully by Monday we'll resolve the email problem and get that up and running. But God's been blessing. We've been doing other things as He directs. And so we're praising God for how He's been working in our computer system. Then we're praying, thank God, and praying for my granddaughter, Ashley. She's going to get baptized next Sunday. Praise God. And we're praying God's blessing upon her. And she's also expecting, so we're looking for God to do tremendous works in her life as well. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. We're praising and thanking you, Lord, because you are God, and beside you there is none other. We glorify and magnify your name because you are so good. You're continually pouring out your blessings upon your people. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in the life of Michelle of Medford, Lord. Pray you continue to minister her life, touch her body continually. As she continues to feel better, may she grow stronger in you. May she continue to be able to go to church and to be able to receive the benefits and blessings from being in the presence of the living God. And we pray, O Lord, that you might work in and through her life, touch her neck and deliver her completely from smoking and also with the eye problem that she's had. We pray, O God, you administer in that area as well. We know you have great and mighty things to accomplish in and through her life. We pray her faith in you might not fail, and that she might forever go forward to you, to live for you, and serve you, and tell others the wondrous things she's received from your hand, is our prayer. In Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for the mother of Marcus Smart, Lord, we pray that you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We don't know what the doctors can do or what medicine and science can do, but we know you can do all things. You are the healing Christ, and by your stripes we're claiming healing in her behalf. And we pray, O Lord, you might raise her up and strengthen her to give her an even greater testimony in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things that she's received from your hand, and may her life be a blessing in your sight and in the lives of many others as well, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praying for the Bush family who lost their matriarch. We pray, oh God, you would minister powerfully in all those others who are there. May they recognize, oh God, that you are the God of their salvation. And may the reality of your presence strengthen them to continue on as their mother has proclaimed you as her Lord and Savior. We pray, oh Lord, that one day they all might meet with you around the throne of your grace, and that many benefits and blessings may flow out from their lives in the days which are ahead is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And I'm thanking you, Lord, for how you're working in our computer system. We're up and running, and we're accomplishing a lot of things yet to be accomplished, Lord, is the work on our email. So we're praising you for what you've done and praising you in advance for all you're going to do. And we thank you, O Lord, how we'd be able to minister and work in your name, even though we didn't have access to all that equipment for quite some time. But yet you show yourself to be God, directing us. And as we follow your direction, you're opening up doors and making ways in our behalf. And we thank you for all that's going to be done. And we pray, O Lord, that this week, even tomorrow, great and mighty things might be accomplished so that it'll be totally operational in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And for my granddaughter Ashley, who's getting baptized next Sunday and who's also expecting her first child, we pray, oh God, you administer her behalf right now in the name of Jesus. From the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, let healing virtue flow out. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done, all you've accomplished. Pray, oh God, she might be a tremendous witness in your name in the days which are ahead. Strengthen her, Lord, in that future delivery that's going to take place. And may both she and the child, oh Lord, be a benefit and blessing in your sight because of all they receive from your hand, Lord. And may we who know you, Lord, continue to lift them up and strengthen them to go ever onward and forward in you. May there be a tremendous amount of blessings flowing out from their lives because of your presence in and through their lives. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:42 here on Sounds of Praise. And I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a prayer report when we're not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write it to us, write into us at our post office box, which is Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. 7:43 here on Sounds of Praise, and let's go back and see what we played. Okay, let's go back to CeCe Winans in position number 20 with Marvelous. Then we heard Pastor Marvin Sapp in position number 19, Kind God. We heard Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are. We pray that you have come to the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior of your life. And if so, please contact us so we can send you some materials and let you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. And our phone number is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. You can write to us at, call us at that number, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we send you that material free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to allow God to direct you into what church you should get involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And after we heard from Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton with Come As You Are, we heard Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar, along with Anthony Hamilton, and It's All Right, It's Okay. James Fortune and Fire with Expectation. Tasha Cobb, Leonard, and Jimmy Cravity with You Know My Name. Then we had Fred Hammond, Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Come On, Let's Pray. And Fred Hammond came right back with Jay Moss and Israel Houghton with Call On Him. And this is the could be the Fred, Ha- Fred Hammond section of the program. Here is Fred in position number 15, and it's only the Comforter here on Sounds of Praise.
Gathered in a crowded room, trying to figure out just how it will go down. 120 waited for the promise that he gave the day he stepped up on that cloud. Day and time, so much on my mind, it's easy to forget. Feeling broken and alone, often afraid of the unknown, creates my drama and my stress. Then something says, don't be dismayed, these are the last days, it's only the Comforter. It came from above because of his love. Yes, it's the
on one.
Fred Hammond here on Sounds of Praise in the Countdown. That was number 15, and it's only the Comforter. 7:52, the Sounds of Praise time. I almost forgot, we got a bunch of community information to give out today. So it's time for the Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldotton.com or you can call 617-876-9703. That's 617-876-9703. Massachusetts Citizens for Life will be holding a local meeting on April the 30th, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. at the Immaculate Conception Parish, 489 Broad Street in Everett. That's Massachusetts Citizens for Life, local meeting on April the 30th, 7 o'clock to 8:30 p.m. at the Immaculate Conception Parish, 489 Broad Street in Everett, Massachusetts. Join them for a town hall meeting in your area for the latest on pro-life issues in Massachusetts. Annual MCFL on the move. Sponsored by www.masscitizensforlife.org. This is the 50th Make Hunger History Project Bread's Walk for Hunger and 5K Run on May the 6th, 2018, starting at the Boston Common. And for more information, you can contact projectbread.org/walk. That's Walk for Hunger, 5K Run, celebrating 50 years on beginning on the Boston Common on May the 6th, 2018. Their goal is to make hunger history. And for more information, you can go to projectbread.org/WALK. Hear Their Cry, Teen Challenge Boston 2018 Banquet will be held on May 17th, 2018 at Lombardo's Restaurant, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., dinner at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $60. And for more information, you can contact Fred Svensson. The phone number is 617-869-6652. That's Teen Challenge Boston's 2018 banquet, May 17th at Lombardo's in 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. Tickets are $60. And to purchase tickets, you can go or contact 617-869-6652. Special musical guests, Beautiful Mess. And on Saturday, June the 9th, Michael Dotton Ministries presents See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference. Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 15 workshops will be offered, along with new presenters and new music that will draw you into God's presence. For details and registration, you need to go to www.michaeldotton.com or you may call 617-876-9703 for details and registration. Make plans to attend this life-changing conference. 7:56 is the Sounds of Praise time. I want to inform you that if you have a notice that you believe would be of interest to my audience here on Sounds of Praise, you can send it to me on your stationery or your or on your flyer to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And at least 4 weeks in advance of your event to give us time to get it up together and get it on the air for you. Okay, we're going to get one more song in, I believe, before everybody eats shows up. Jonathan Nelson.